bounce of the ball and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
The one final game here in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. The girls' final was sensational as Centralia won it over Valley Heights, 42-40. Now it's the boys' championship game as the two-seed Panthers of Centralia take on the number one team in the state, one-seed Hanover Wildcats. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tam. And one final time here to wrap up the TVL tournament, let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with Centralia. Trenton Talley, a 6-foot junior. Colton Weir is a 6-1 senior. Presley Bowers, a 6-3 senior. Marshall Pegging in the backcourt, a 5-8 senior. And down low, Brock Reinecke, a 6-1 junior. So again, for Cole Aldifer's group, it's Talley, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. For the undefeated Hanover Wildcats, their head coach is Corey Jenkins, 31 straight wins. So go like this. Keegan Dimler, a 6-2 senior. Josh Zabernicki, a 6-2 junior. Emmett Juniman, a 6-1 senior. Raylan Stahlbomber, a 6-foot senior. And Philip Debley, a 6-4 senior. So again, for the Wildcats, Dimler, Zabernicki, Juniman, Stahlbomber, and Debley. These two teams played in the season opener, and Hanover beat Centralia 63-41. The last time this Hanover team lost was December of last year. And by last year, I mean the last actual season. They've won 31 straight, since their last loss. And that last loss was to Centralia, 68-56, back in December of 2020, the defending state champs in 1A-D2, off to a 10-0 start, again, 31 straight wins. The Panthers are 7-2. They have beaten Wetmore and Frankfurt to get to this point in the TBL tournament. The Wildcats got through Blue Valley and Troy. So here we go. Wildcats will go right to left, Centralia left to right. Centralia girls won the TBL tournament title in the first game. Who will be victorious here in game two? Hanover with the opening tip. They control again from right to left. Stahlbomber around the corner. Hot step. Shot rejected out of bounds. And Presley Bowers with a quick block says no thank you. 10 seconds in. No score. Over the top to Zabernicki. Top of the key now to Dimler. Right hip hold. Now Judeman right wing. Man-to-man defense by Centralia. Good pass to Stahlbomber inside. Layup good. Trickles over two defenders. And Stahlbomber. It's Hanover on the board first. 2-0, 30 seconds in. Here's Centralia's first possession. Tanking up top to Reinecke. Wildcats in a 2-3 zone. And then Zabernicki deflects the pass and comes away with a steal. Here comes Juniman left side. Wants to attack the rack. Stops on the block. Fades and short on the shot. Debley, though, able to grab the rebound, and then he lost it underneath. Ball still on the floor. And then Stahlbomber throws up a wild shot, and I think we get a foul on Juniman on the rebound attempt. So it'll go back to Centralia, not quite a minute in. And Hanover with a 2-0 lead. And these two teams played in the season opener. Hanover had no problems winning 63-41. Tanking top of the key to Reinecke. Rifles a pass inside the paint to Bowers. Steps back behind the free throw line. 17-foot J, too strong. And Talley gets the rebound, puts it up and in, and one. Trenton Talley with a nice start. And it ties the game at two. Stahlbomber picks up the foul, his first, team second. So Talley to try to cap off a three-point play. Free throw on the way. Missed it. Zabernicki the rebound, and we're tied at two. 6:40 left here in the first. Dimler a drive. Stops on the block. Shot blocked. Tips, and able to get his own rebound. Go back out into the right corner. Reset. Zabernicki up top. Gets to the elbow. Steps in. Floater in the lane. Good. Two for Zabernicki. Makes it 4-2 Hanover. Just getting going here in the first. Right side pass to Colton Weir. Out top of the key to Bowers. Right side to Tanking. No hesitation on a three. Left it short. Metalli gets the rebound and then had his shot rejected. Here's Dimler, wants to go coast to coast. Off the window, no good. Rebound Centralia. Just over 2 minutes in, a 4-2 Hanover lead. Tanking right side, top of the key to Reinicke, left side to Colton Weir. Weir holds it high into Tanking's hands in the left corner. Reinicke inside, deflected, and out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. Hanover, the number one team in 1A-D2. Centralia, not ranked, but currently with a 7-2 record. Left side pass, Colton Weir, turns down a three. Now Bowers, short corner, works it inside the paint, fades, fires, left it short, rebound for Hanover. Here's Zabernicki, had it knocked away on the block, turns, spins, holding the pivot foot, and then finally, a whistle and a foul on the floor. I think they get Presley Bowers with this one, and they do, and it's the first Centralia foul. Judeman to throw it in, over the top to Zabernicki, had it knocked away, Reinicke with a steal. Reinicke wants to go coast to coast, spins, fades, shot short. Bowers the rebound, his shot attempt is up and in. And Bowers ties the game at 4, not quite 3 minutes in. Juneman works to the block, working on Tanking, and he's called for a travel. Second turnover by the Wildcat. Read his lips, he said how. Centralia gets it back, chance to take the lead, tied at 4. Here's Bowers, right elbow, Jay, pure. Good start for Presley Bowers, 4 early points, couple of rebounds, Centralia by 2, 6-4. Not towards the halfway point yet, Debley inside, might have gotten away with a walk, Tally with a block, but a rebound by Juneman. Juneman, hot steps, nice dump off, Debley inside, layup no good, but he'll shoot 2. And Philip Debley, the 6'4 senior, to shoot a pair. Centralia foul on Presley Bowers, and that's tough because that's 2 early fouls on the 6'3 senior. Debley at the line. He's good on the first. Makes it 6'5 Centralia as Ethan McNally will check in for the Panthers. Not quite to the halfway point. 4:32 left here in the first. Second free throw. Hits the rim 3 times. No good. And a foul against the Wildcats underneath. I think they get Stahlbomber with this one. That'll be his second. So already Stahlbomber for the Wildcats with 2 fouls. Bowers for Centralia, 2 fouls. Under 4.5 minutes to go here in the first. The Centralia girls victorious in the championship game over Valley Heights. Earlier tonight, Reinicke had a shot inside that was blocked, but McNally able to get the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul underneath. And that is all of a sudden Braylon Stahlbomber's 3rd foul. And he's got to sit down. And who knows if Stahlbomber will play at all the rest of the first half. An outstanding rebounder for a guard. Weir bangs home a triple from the left wing. Colton Weir from downtown makes it 9-5 Centralia at the halfway mark here in the first. Chase Bruna, his first touch. Check it in for Stahlbomber. Hands it off to Juneman. Gets past McNally. Layup. Good. Nice move. Emmett Juneman, his first basket, makes it a 2-point game at 9-7. Centralia with the 2-point lead and the ball. Here's Weir, right side on the wing, bouncing it inside to Reinicke. Turn, shot, might have been partially blocked. Able to get his own rebound. That one is blocked. McNally gets it back and puts up a shot that's no good. And then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Centralia. They get Tally with this one. That's his first, team 3rd. The Wildcats get it back down to 9-7. 3.5 minutes to go here in the opening frame. Judeman inside the paint, kicks it out. Chase Bruna sets for 3, no good, too strong. Judeman the rebound, working on the block, kicks it out, but it's steal by McNally. 3rd turnover by the Wildcats, 9-7 Centralia. Beautiful pass inside by Marshall Tanking, and it's Trenton Talley for a bucket inside, 11-7 Centralia. Beautiful feed by the senior Marshall tanking. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Tindler working. Gets to the elbow. Kick to Bruno right side. Stops on the wing. Looks for Tindler in the corner. McNally deflects it. And it's picked up by Talley. Coast to coast. Layup good. And Hanover wants to take a timeout. What a start for Centralia. They lead it 13-7 at the 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Want to thank our great sponsors throughout this week, the TBL Tournament in Frankfort. Want to thank the Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. For education on campus, regional, technical, or online. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. Also Blue Valley Technologies, supporting local students and athletes. And Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Kirk Hillman in studio on Brandon Tadman. Boys TBL Tournament title game. What a start by Centralia, leading Hanover 13-7. 2:45 left here in the opening frame. 6 points by Trenton Talley, four from Presley Bowers. Wildcats have two apiece from Zabernicki, Juneman, and Stahlbomber, but Stahlbomber is out with three fouls. Here come the Wildcats up the floor, down six. Juneman nearly put him on his back. Bruno right corner. Top of the key to Debley. Fakes left, dives down the middle, spins, ball fake, shot up, no good. Rebound Ethan McNally. Clears it for the Panthers, wants to work it up the floor himself. Behind the back dribble, nearly knocked away. Banking in the corner, three ball. Not there, just trickles off the rim, out of bounds underneath. And it stays with the Panthers. Talley to throw it in. Shows two thumbs down to call the play. Throws it to Reinicke in the left corner. Up top to Weir. Works it high left on the wing. Now throws it right. Pass deflected out of bounds. Zabernicki, good defense. Panthers, though, will keep. 2:10 left here in the first. Centralia by six. 13-7. Here's Weir. Deep left wing. Now works it towards the top of the key. Now high right to tanking. Weir left side on the wing. Juneman and Bruna, the top two of that 2-3 zone. Dimmler, Debley, and Zabernicki on the bottom. Debley says no with a block shot. Here's Bruna, right side in the corner. Under 150 to go. Whistle and a foul. They'll get Colton Weir with this one. His first, team fourth. 1:47 left, first quarter. Hanover with it, down 13-7. Zabernicki, a little floater. That's good. Nice entry pass by Judeman. Zabernicki has four, makes it 13-9, a 4-point Centralia lead, approaching the final 90 seconds in the quarter. Gets here right side, a near steal and out of bounds. Drew Gibbs will check in, 6 foot junior for the Panthers. He'll take the spot of Marshall tanking. And Colton Weir has it, top of the key. Gibbs, his first touch left wing. One dribble right, top of the key to McNally. Right side to Reinicke. One dribble left-handed, top of the key to Gibbs. Holds it up high now, Weir left side. Bouncing it, Talley, left corner triple. And bounces off the rim three times, no good. McNally able to get the rebound, but he's been called for a travel. Second turnover by Centralia. 1:12 left here in the first, 13-9. Panthers leading the number one team in 182. A team that's won 31 straight games. Debley in the right corner. Top of the key, it goes to Bruna. Angles right, back to Debley in the corner. Inside to Judeman, a whistle and a foul. They'll get Drew Gibbs. And that's his first, team foul number five. 59 seconds left here in the quarter. Juneman to throw it in, bouncing it into Zabernicki at the right elbow. Wants to work inside on Weir. Spin, shot up with the left hand is good. Good quarter for Josh Zabernicki. He's got six. Here's Talley. Pulls up from 10. That is too strong and a rebound for Hanover. Bruna has it in the corner. And Bruna has it knocked away by Talley and then a whistle. And out of bounds, the Wildcats will keep it. A near steal quick sub into the game, Brock Kramer. And we get a late sub into the game, and one of the fans over there on the Hanover side is yelling at the official about something. The official just kind of laughed it off. I like the response there. Here's Zabernicki, left corner three, too strong, whistle and a foul. They're going to get Debley underneath. So it'll go back to Centrillia with now just 28 seconds left here in the quarter. Cole Aldefer, head coach for Centrillia, seventh season at the helm, telling his team to play for the final shot. Down to 20 seconds. Here's Gibbs. Top of the key, they'll bounce it inside to Reinicke. Instead, he'll go up, and Debley squats it away. Here's Juneman, coast to coast, and the layup is good. Four for Juneman, down to 6 seconds. We're tied at 13. Here's Weir, 3 seconds to go. Floats up a shot, short, into the quarter. Nice spur by Hanover to tie the game at the end of one. 13-13, boys PBL tournament title game. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku Streaming Stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
To 13 after one quarter. I want to thank our sponsors here all week. Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Leonard Gale Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Cooking Company and Seneca in Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. Also, First National Bank in Frankfort. Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. NSPS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. Just getting going. Second quarter, tied at 13. Boys TBL title game. Gibbs, the left corner three for Centralia. No good. Bruno, the rebound. And the Wildcats push the tempo. Good transition defense. Abernicki gets inside. Layup, no good, but he's fouled. And two shots coming up for the Wildcats. And Zarebnicki. They get the foul on Brock Kramer, his first. And the first free throw, no good for Josh Zarebnicki. He's got 6 points and a couple of rebounds here in the early going, trying to break the 13-all tie, and he does. Goes one for two. Hanover now 2 for 4 at the line here in the first half. 14-13 Wildcats, 30 seconds into the second. There's Marshall tanking right side of the floor. Works it towards the top of the key. Stops there. Bouncing one left to Kramer. Into the corner with Gibbs. Nearly had it knocked away, but gathers. Works it back to Talley now to tanking. Wanting Reinicke in the right corner. Turns it down. Now bounces it to Kramer inside, who goes to Reinicke. Split two. Shot blocked and a rebound for Hanover. Bruna bouncing it. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Kramer to get back. Wildcats keep up one, 14-13, minute into this second quarter. Over the top is Zarebnicki, in between the rings out high. Spins on Kramer, beautiful feed. Dimmler, though, missed the layup, gets his own rebound, and then is fouled on the second chance. Disappointed in himself for missing the first one, a wide-open layup. They get the foul on Kramer, his second. Dimmler at the line, free throw, good. First point tonight for Keegan Dimmler. Makes it 15-13 Hanover. 6:51 left until halftime. Second on the way. Second good as well. Now we get a whistle and a timeout. Get a sub into the game. Colton Weir checks back in for the Panthers, taking the spot of Kramer. So Weir to throw it in. Centralia rocking the all-black uniforms. Wildcats all white. 16-13 Hanover. Top of the key to tanking. Bruna and Juniman, the top of that 2-3 zone defense for Hanover. Here's Weir, high right, works it back towards the middle. Fakes left, goes right to tanking on the wing. Loose the pass to Gibbs at the elbow. Inside to Tally. Works, shot up, no good. Tip. And Tally able to get his own rebound. Bouncing it to Reinicke inside, working on Zimler, and they get him for an offensive foul. Reinicke muscling up on Zimler. And Reinicke will pick up his first and the eighth team foul. Wildcats with it. Early portions of the second. Nice backdoor cut. Eyes there at Mickey. Inside to Debley. Whistle. And now he's called for an offensive foul. Marshall Tanking took the brunt of the heat. Marshall Tanking listed at 5'8". Debley at 6'4". Advantage there, 5'8". Panthers get it back, down 16-13, not quite 2 minutes into the second. Here's Gibbs up top, left side pass to Tanking, on the wing, well beyond NBA range. Now Weir up top. Few dribbles, angles left, it's Tally in the corner. Bouncing it inside to Reinicke, nice no-look pass, layup no good, might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Hanover. Here comes Juniman. Left side, works on Tanking, and another offensive foul. Back-to-back charges taken by Marshall Tanking. This time they call it on Juniman, his second. Team foul number 7, both teams in the bonus the rest of the half. Still 5:41 left until halftime. Reese Tanking is checked in, the 6'2 sophomore for Centralia. Here's Marshall Tanking. Right side pass to Tally on the wing. Works it to Reese Tanking, who fires and banks it in. First touch for Reese Tanking. The 2 from the right elbow makes it 16-15 Hanover. Dimmler working inside, spins. One-handed shot, no good. And a foul. They're going to call it on Centralia on the rebound attempt. And they get Reinicke with this one. So 1-1 free throws coming up here for Hanover. Is there? Mickey will go to the line. .5-12 to go here until halftime. There, Mickey missing the free throw. Juniman, though, gets the rebound, and they're going to call a tie-up with him and Tally. And possession arrow will keep it with the Wildcats. 16-15 Hanover, the early portions of the second quarter. Here's Derek Mickey, a drive, and rattles one in, a floater with the left hand, and he's having a good first half with 9. 18-15 Hanover. 3 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Weir, bouncing it. Left corner, Paxton Bowers for 3, just checked in, no good, rebound Hanover. Here's Zarb Mickey up the floor. Bouncing it inside, left-handed layup is good. And Zarb Mickey is kind of taking over here. He's got 11, make it 20-15 Hanover. Here's Reese Tanking for 2. Reese Tanking, a nice little floater inside. Gets it back to within 3, 20-17. Debley for 3, no good. And a rebound for Tally. Paxton Bowers in the right corner, bouncing it to Tally along 2. In and out, no good. Rebound Debley. Here's Juniman. Hop steps, layup, no good. Rebound Centralia. Pulled down there by Reese Tanking. 20-17, Hanover by 3. Centralia with the ball. We're halfway into the second. Here's Paxton Bowers in the right corner. Now Reese tanking. Back to Paxton. Good ball movement. Tally along two left corner. No good. Rebound by Zarbnicki. Now has five rebounds to go along with 11 points here in the first half. Shoot him in left side. Working on tanking. Wants to back him down. Gets right next to him. Tally with the block, but a foul called. So they get Tally with this one, his second. Team foul number 10. So Hanover in the double bonus the rest of the half with 3:39 to go. Juneman will shoot two. He's got 4 points, four rebounds here in the first. Free throw is up. Free throw out, no good. And Presley Bowers back in, taking the spot of Tally. And we get a whistle and a timeout between free throws. It's a 30, so we'll step aside. 3:39 left, first half. 20-17 Hanover. Back in a tight 30 here on KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Juneman will have one more free throw. Wildcats lead the Panthers 20-17, 3:39 until halftime. CBL tournament title game. Free throw is good by Juneman. He goes one for two. He's got five. 21-17, Hanover by four. Here's Weir, right side on the wing. Bouncing it to Bowers. Now into the corner with Paxton Bowers. Back to Presley. Back to Paxton in the corner. Looking for Reese tanking inside, but it's a lot of fumble in there with the ball, and it's out of bounds, and the Panthers turn it over. Just wanted a foul inside, and the official told him, I didn't see it. Zarbnicki, top of the key, whistle, and an offensive foul inside. We'll get Juneman, who now has three fouls alongside Braylon Stahlbomber, so two starters in the Wildcats. Dimmler upset, thought he was fouled. 2:56 left. Inside, Reese tanking, had it knocked away, but Dimmler then comes away with a steal. Juneman getting the quick call from head coach Corey Jensen, walks it up near sideline. Zarbnicki inside, working on it. Two defenders, had it knocked away. Now three defenders shuffling it. Reese tanking comes away with a steal. Here's Paxton Bowers up the floor. Short corner right, bouncing it inside. That's knocked away in a steal. They get it up to Juneman. Juneman with a two-handed clutch. And he's got seven, 23-17. Liftoff, engaged. Six-point Wildcat lead. Here's tanking right side, bouncing it to Bowers. There's a cut, good pass. Colton Weir, left corner three, just barely grazed the rim, but Bowers is there. His shot is no good. And a rebound for Hanover, cleared by Debley. Now we get a whistle and a timeout for Hanover. It's a 30. 1:58 left to go, first half. Hanover 23, Centralia 17, back in a tight 30 on KMCA.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
1:58 until halftime, 23-17, Hanover by six. Here against Centralia in the boys' Twin Valley League tournament title game. Centralia girls won an absolute thriller over Valley Heights in the girls' championship game earlier tonight, 42-40. Lena Haverkamp, a three ball with 14 seconds left, proved to be the game winner. Hanover having some issues with the ball. McNally comes away with a steal. Here's Centralia in transition. Layup good by Paxton Bowers. Makes it 23-19 Hanover. Down to 1:35 left here in the half. Juneman right side to Bruna in the corner to Dimmler. Hand down, man down for three. Not there. Rebound Centralia. Pulled down by Colton Weir. Weir down the middle. Stops and pops from the free throw line. It's good. Colton Weir with five makes it a two-point game. 23-21, under 1:15 to go. Dimmler wants a screen, working with Juneman with the ball. Now Debley at the right elbow. Hop steps in the lane, and a blocking foul is called. Fans don't like that call. And words used not safe for radio there, as McNally gets called for the foul with a minute to go until halftime, and Debley will shoot two free throws. Hanover, 1 minute until halftime. Debley's first, in and out, no good. And Brigham Bruna, a 5A sophomore, is into the game for Hanover. Debley's second, he got that one. He's got 2 points, he's 2 for 4 at the line, 24-21, Hanover by three, under a minute to go. Marshall tanking a deep three for the tie, short, and out of bounds. It'll go back to Hanover, down to 48 and a half seconds left. Here's Dimmler, angling right across the timeline, now down the middle on Marshall tanking. Hands it off to Bruna, works to the right elbow, now top of the key. Picks it up there, thought about a three, turns it down to Dimmler on the right wing. Works it into the corner, drives baseline. Floater with the right hand, short. Battle for the rebound, and they're going to get Dimmler with the foul over the back. And we'll walk the other way. Centralia will shoot a 1-1 with 28 seconds to go. So this will be Marshall tanking to shoot 1-1. He's not scored tonight. Get his team to within two or one. And he missed the front end of the 1-1. Dimmler the rebound. 24 seconds to go. Wildcats with a three-point lead can play for the final shot before intermission. Bruna in the right corner. Now Zarbnicki spins with 14 seconds. Works it all the way. Layup no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Wildcats. And Centralia gets it back, 10 seconds to go. And a quick sub in for Hanover. Hayden Behrens, a sophomore, is in. Or correction, number is off on the roster. Tregan Graff is in. Down to 7 seconds. Marshall tanking. Here's Weir for three. No good. Rebound Dimmler. He's got 2 seconds to work, gets it up the floor, but no shot in time, and that's going to take us to the end of the first half. Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town, 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. The Twin Valley League Boys Tournament title game has Hanover leading Centralia 24-21. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country, tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some munchies and funny, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Get a great deal on Wick's premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wick's filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale, too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wick's filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well, just like the girls' title game earlier tonight, the boys' game in a dogfight as well. Top seed Hanover leading two seed Centralia 24-21. At the half, Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Get you caught up on the first half numbers in of this one. We'll start with the Wildcats as it's Josh Zarebnicki, 11 points and 5 rebounds leading the way for Hanover in the first half. 7 by Emmett Juneman. And then 2 apiece by Keegan Dimmler, Braylon Stahlbaumer, and Philip Debley. For the Panthers in the first half, they got 6 from Trenton Talley, 5 from Colton Weir, 4 apiece by Presley Bowers and Reese Tanking, and then 2 as well by Paxton Bowers. Hanover, 7 turnovers. Centralia, 6 turnovers. Hanover hit 6 of 11 at the line. Centralia missed both of their lone free throw attempts, and the Wildcats out-rebounding the Panthers 20-14. Again, Hanover 24, Centralia 21. Halftime continues after another timeout here on KMZA.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The kitchen is where most families spend most of their time making a great meal or gathering around to talk. You want a kitchen that's workable for the family and one you can be proud of. Hilltop Creations in Seneca can help you. If you have a budget in mind, they'll stay within your means. Call Lynn and Gail and let them show you some ideas on how you can have the kitchen of your dream. Call Hilltop Creations today at 336-3142 and start planning for your new dream kitchen.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
24-21, Hanover leads Centralia at halftime. If you missed the first of our two games tonight, the girls' CBL tournament title game came down to the wire. Centralia getting it done over Valley Heights, 42-40. Lena Haverkamp, a game-winning three with 14 seconds to go. After Centralia trailed 40-39, Valley Heights had multiple shots towards the end of the game, right around the buzzer. Unable to fall, Centralia escapes and wins the CBL tournament 42-40 over Valley Heights. Looking like a good finish here. We got still two quarters to go in the boys' final. It's Hanover 24, Centralia 21. We're back in 90 seconds for the second half on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Two quarters, 16 minutes to go. CBL tournament champion will be crowned. Number one seed, Hanover Wildcats, leading the two seed, Centralia Panthers, 24-21. Third quarter underway, Centralia with it, down three. They go from right to left here in the second half. Tally, a bounce pass, left corner to Weir. Weir right back to Tally, high left. And over that 2-3 zone still, tanking, picked up the dribble left side. Weir, deep three. Too strong. Rebound for Hanover. And then that one's lost by Zarbnicki in the corner, and a steal by Tally. 40 seconds in, 24-21, third quarter. and over by three. Banking, bouncing it. Bowers at the elbow, pulls up from there, and gets the kind touch. Presley Bowers with six. Makes it 24-23. The Wildcats lead down to one. 1 minute into the third. Shoot him into the free throw line, picks it up. Now Debley, baseline drive, gets underneath, layup good. Debley has four, makes it 26-23, Hanover, 6:45 left, third quarter. Here's Weir, high left, one dribble, now two to the left, comes back to Reinicke, Bowers, picks it back to Weir, back to Bowers again, same spot as last time, not there, and a rebound for Hanover. Wildcats at three, 90-plus seconds into the third quarter. Trying to win their 32nd straight game. Zarbnicki takes it in. Floater, good. Baseline drive, he's got 13. Makes it 28-23. Wildcats by five, not quite 2 minutes in here to the third. Dindler nearly forcing a steal. They want to go inside. Reinicke gets Debley in the air. Layup, good. Beautifully done, up and under. By Brock Reinicke, his first basket makes it 28-25, Hanover. He's played 2:05 here in the third. Zarbnicki again, difficult floater inside, and a rebound for Presley Bowers. Zarbnicki slow to get up, working it back up the floor. Judeman knocks it away in a steal. Trying to get it up the floor. Judeman, left-handed layup, it no, just trickles off, no good. Probably wants that one back. Tally the rebound for Centralia. 28-25. Hanover by three. Under 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Here is a shot that might have been partially blocked inside. Rebound Stahlbomber, who had 3 fouls in the first half. But back here in the early portions of the third quarter. Dimmler inside. Layup. No good. And a rebound for Centralia. Both teams a little sluggish offensively to start the second half. Reinicke turns, another ball fake, left-handed shot up and in. Reinicke back-to-back basket, the one-point Hanover lead, 28-27, under 5 minutes to go here, quarter three. Here's Debley, a drive, baseline right, and he'll draw the foul and shoot two. They'll get Bowers with this one, his third. First foul on either team in the second half, and the clock sits at 4:50. Debley's free throw up and good. He's got five and a couple of rebounds. Makes it 29-27, Hanover. Second one rattles in as well. He's 4-for-6 at the line and has 6 points. 30-27, the Hanover lead is three. 4:45 left here, quarter three. Right side to Marshall, tanking, top of the key to Tally. Tally to Bowers, right elbow, back to Marshall, tanking, Tally. Now this is Bowers, top of the key. Reinicke again inside, kicks it to Weir for three, good. Colton Weir holds it high, he's got eight, and we're tied at 30. 4:20 to go here, third quarter. Dimmler, an answer, got it. Keegan Dimmler from downtown, a right wing triple. And it's back to a 3-point Hanover lead, 33-30, as we come up on the halfway point here in the third quarter. Here's Bowers, right block, turns, kicks it, tanking, Satai, short on a three. Reinicke shot no good, but a second chance opportunity is up and good by Presley Bowers. He's got eight, and it's 33-32 Hanover, down to 3:45 left here in the third. There's a steal, an intercepted pass, layup, good, and the foul. Keegan Dimmler trying to plead the case. He'll pick up the foul. It's an and-one for Trenton Tally. And Centralia has taken the lead, 34-33. Free throw up, free throw good. 9 for Trenton Tally. 35-33. With 3:35 left here in the third, Centralia by 2. They've yet to put the free throw on the scoreboard. Now they have. There's a whistle, and I think a foul inside. or it's just a pass deflected out of bounds. So Hanover will keep it down two with 3:30 left here in the third. Giedemann left side, chucks one into the backcourt with Dimmler. No hesitation, a deep three, no good. Rebound for Stahlbaumer. His turnaround is up and good. Stahlbaumer ties it at 35 with under 3:20 to go here in the third. Sally right side to Weir. NBA range. Three! Buried! And Colton Weir with a smirk after that. He's got 11. 38-35. Centralia by three. 3 minutes left here. Quarter three. Here's Mickey left side. Dives in the lane. Had it knocked away. Body hits the floor. Tipped up in the air. Intercepted. Tanking comes down with it. And then Weir and Zabernicki were kind of caught, tangled up with each other. Weir has it knocked away, and it's steal by Judeman. He wants to go coast to coast. He had it knocked away and then out of bounds, but the Wildcats will keep. Wild sequence here. Bruno back into the game for the Wildcats. Zabernicki out. Dimmler to throw it in. Centralia leads 38-35. And the officials talking to Weir is there's a little jaw-jacking going on between the two teams. It's intense, no doubt. Tournament title on the line. Hanover's won 31 straight. Deadly a whistle and a foul inside. It's on the floor. The third foul here in the second half. He'll get Reinicke his third. So Juneman to throw it in. Over the top right side to Dimmler. Spins in the lane, caught in a double team, kicks it out to Stahlbaumer. Now Bruna up top, working on McNally. Hands it off to Stahlbaumer, back to Debley. Left side to Judeman for three. No good. Rebound Reinicke. Reinicke near sideline, gets all the way in, baseline. Into McNally, a cut, layup, no good. A rebound for Stahlbaumer. Hanover down three, 2 minutes left here in the third. 38-35 Centralia. Judeman high left on the wing. They go inside to Debley. Caught in a double. Works it inside. Spin. Shot up. And it trickles off. No good. Debley gets his own rebound. And then he's fouled inside. And we'll shoot two. Back to the line is Philip Debley. They get Weir with this one. His second. Team third. Debley, 4 of 6 at the line, 6 points, 3 rebounds tonight. A 6'4 senior. In and out, no good on the first. Reese Tanking into the game, also Paxton Bowers back in for Centralia. Debley trying to get it to within 2, he does. He makes the second. He's got 7. 38-36. Centralia by 2. We're down to 1:40 left here in the third. Here's Paxton Bowers. Bouncing it to Talley at the free throw line. Turns. Right corner. Now tanking inside to McNally. On the block. Marshall tanking. Now Reese tanking. Talley near side. Knocked away in a steal by Bruna. Now Hanover. Chance to tire. Take the lead at 1:20 to go here in the third. Debley at the free throw line. Stahlbaumer, Bruna now in the right corner. Over the head pass. Now skip Juneman left side. Debley up top. Gets to the free throw line. Kick to Juneman. Left wing three. Not there. And a rebound for Centralia. Down to a minute to go here in the third. 38-36. Panthers the 2-point lead and the ball. Paxton Bowers right side to Marshall tanking. Towards the corner. Now dribbles out towards the wing. Now top of the key. Stops there. Now McNally left side. Bowers a baseline. Good extra pass inside to Talley, but missed the layup and then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Reese tanking inside after Dimmler grabbed the rebound. Team foul number 4. And the first foul against Reese tanking. 43 seconds remaining in the quarter. 38-36. Centralia by 2. Hanover has not lost since December of 2020. Debley a three in the lead. Got it. How about the big man from the right wing? 39-38, Hanover back in front by one. 26 seconds here in the third. Right side pass, Marshall tanking down to 20 seconds. Holds it high, works the top of the key. Now McNally, a deep three. Got it. Ethan McNally, his first basket, makes it 41-39. 10 seconds left. Here's Juneman. Right side, Devlin, same spot again. Short. Rebound, Reese tanking. Half court, this will count. No good, and that's going to end the third quarter. Centralia will take a two-point lead to the fourth. 41-39. Hang on to your hats. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
The number one team in 1A D2, Hanover Wildcats. Going to have to fight to earn this TDL tournament title. They trail Centralia 41-39. As we start the fourth quarter again, they haven't lost since December of 2020. 31 straight games, defending state champs, and their last loss, December of 2020, was to Centralia. Marshall tanking, a quick two from the top of the key is good. Marshall tanking, first basket, a big one, makes it a four-point Centralia lead, 20 seconds into the fourth. 43-39, Juneman left corner. Working on tanking, gets inside, looking for Stahlbomber. Labruna able to chase it down. Stahlbomber on the block, shot up no good, partially blocked, and tanking away with a rebound. Juneman had it knocked away, whistling a foul. I think they'll get tanking as he lost control, and Marshall Tanking's going to pick up the foul, his first, team foul number five. 43-39, Centralia by four, 45 seconds into the fourth. Wildcats get it back, down four. Juneman stops on the block, had it knocked away, and a steal. They want to get it up the floor. Tally, layup, no good. Tip try is up and no good. Another trip tip try is up and no good, and a rebound for Stahlbomber. Three opportunities there. Now Bruna for three. In and out, no good. Devlin the rebound, and he'll be fouled going back up. McNally's going to get the foul. He's not pleased. And Devlin will shoot two. 43-39. Centralia by four. 6:50 left in the game. Devlin can cut a bit into it if he can knock down some free throws. He knocked in the first. He's got 11. The 3-point Centralia lead at 43-40. Second, good as well by Devlin. He's lived at the line tonight. He's got 12. 43-41. Hanover trailing by two. Marshall tanking left side, works out of a double team. Now bouncing at the tally at the free throw line. Good extra pass, shot up no good. And a rebound for Bruna. Chance to tie or take the lead. Stahlbomber swings the pass to Devlin, and an offensive foul is going to be called. That's the third charge taken in the game by Marshall tanking. Stahlbomber goes right into him, and he's got four. And Stahlbomber's going to have to come out with four fouls. Josh Zardnicki back in the game. Reineke back in as well. Bowers and Weir back in for Centralia. 6.5 minutes left. 43-41. Centralia leads it by two. Reineke left side. Knocked over Bruna. Fans wanted a charge. No call. Bauer's left side, working on the baseline, dribbles into the corner. Pass deflected, Debley with a steal. They want to get it up the floor. Zarbnicki all the way, layup might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Bauer. Good defense by Centrilla in transition. And Sally bumps and fouled from behind. And Zarbnicki picked up this one, his first. And that's just the third team foul against Hanover. 6 minutes left here in the game. 2 points, Centrilla lead. Tally a drive. Floater. No good. Tipped in the air. Zarbnicki the rebound over Reinicke. Here's Dimmler up the floor. Top of the key. Now the free throw line. Works it in. Floater. Good. 7 for Dimmler. We're tied at 43. .5:35 left in the game. Pass deflected and Debley kicks it. He got a foot on it. So Centrilla keeps tied out. Bowers to throw it in. Marshall tanking high left. Back to Bowers on the wing. Throws it to Sally right wing. They want to set up the lob and too much. It was there for Bowers and out of bounds. Turnover by Centrilla. There's 6 here in the second half. Now Hanover getting it back. 5:25 left in the game. Tied at 43. Chance to regain the lead. Dimmler working on Tally. Inside. Shot no good. Rebound Presley Bowers. Good defense there by Trenton Tally. Tally has it. And then Bruna comes away with a nice steal. Got his paws on it. Right side to Judeman in the corner. Dimmler open. Deep three. Too strong. And the rebound for Centrilla. 43-43 tie, under 5 minutes to go in the game. Tanking along two, short, rebound Bruna. Here's Bruna. Baseline right, stops there, and then he's going to be called for a travel. 12 turnovers in the game by the Wildcats. Still stuck, 43-43, 4:42 left in the game. If Centrilla can pull the upset, Panthers will sweep the tournament titles, and Cole Aldifer wants to take a timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Want to thank our great CBL sponsors all throughout the week, the Bank of Highland and the Dena State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. Also, Blue Valley Technologies, supporting local students and athletes. And Winklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Packed gym here at Frankfort High School. The final PBL tournament game. It has been a long week, but it's been a fun week. Centrilla girls hoisting the trophy in the first game, beating Valley Heights by 2. And Hanover Centrilla here in the boys' championship game, a 43-43 tie. How about this, with 4:33 left? Coincidence? Probably. Out of the timeout, Panthers with the basketball. Tally up top. Angles right, now bounces it to Reinicke. Tanking back to Tally up top. Adjusting to the zone defense. There's Bowers at the left elbow. Had it tipped. What a steal there by Bruna. He's had a couple steals here in the last couple minutes. Bruna into the right corner, trying to get away from the double team. A whistle, and Corey Jensen's going to call a timeout. He'll call a full, so we'll take it as well. 4:09 left in the game. We're still deadlocked at 43. Back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Deadlocked at 43-43, 4:09 left in the game. Hanover Centralia battling for the CBL Tournament Championship. Wildcats with the basketball, long pass to Demler, left corner. He'll fire a three, in and out, no good. Demley chasing down the rebound, he got it and then threw it away. Centralia for the lead, no good. And a rebound for Debley. Down to 3:45. Judeman, right corner. Baseline drive all the way to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul. Good sportsmanship between Reinicke and Judeman. Big foul. Presley Bowers picked up his fourth. And Judeman a chance to break the tie with two free throws. Emmett Judeman, first team All-League a year ago, averaging 18 per game. And he's short on the first and yells out some frustration there. We're down to 3:41 left in the game. Second, good. He's two for four at the line. He's got eight in the game. It's 44-43. Hanover back in front. Down to 3:35 left. Here's Tally, top of the key. High left to Weir. Weir, one dribble right. Back to Tally. Now Marshall tanking on the right wing. Tally up top. Back to tanking. Back to Tally. Back to tanking. Catching myself there. Tanking on the right wing. Tally on a cut. Not there. Now Weir. Presley Bowers. Looking for Tally inside, too much traffic, and the pass is intercepted. Good steal by the Wildcats. They lead it by one, 44-43, as we are down to 3 minutes to go. Judeman working on tanking all the way to Bruna. Big right corner three, too strong, and a rebound for Marshall tanking. Left side, Colton Weir, 2:45 left. Hanover leading 44-43. Panthers with the ball. And the Wildcats keep their big winning streak alive. 31 straight wins coming into tonight. Tally takes one in, shot up, and somehow goes in. That was a circus-like shot. Centralia retakes the lead, 45-44, 2:20 to go. Juneman, left side, Zarbnicki for three, too strong. Rebound Centralia, brought down by Weir. Weir up the floor. Nice pass to Tally. Jump stop. Layup good. Tally with 13, and it's a 3-point Centralia lead, 47-44. 2 minutes to go. Simler for the tie. Not there. Battle for the rebound underneath, out of bounds. And the officials don't know who it was last out on. I didn't have a great angle. I thought it appeared. It looked like it was last touched by Bruna. And what do I know? Centralia ball. Or correction, Hanover ball. I beg your pardon. 1:54 left in the game. Wildcats trailing Centralia by three, 47-44. Wildcats have it underneath their own bucket. Juneman right side of the backboard. Over the top, Zarbnicki. Now up top to Demler. Demler works to the elbow on Tally. Wants to take it all the way in. Muscles up a shot, but it's no good. Rebound Trenton Tally. Down to 1:40. Here's Bowers. Drive, layup, no good. Gets his own miss. Puts it back up and in. 10 points, Presley Bowers. Centralia's lead is 5 with 1:25 to go. Debley lost it out of bounds in a turnover. Oh boy, the Panthers are starting to feel the heat. And there's still plenty of time. 1:20 to go with a 5-point Panthers lead. Here's Weir. High left. Just three fouls committed here in the second half by Hanover. Plenty of fouls to get and a drive and a bucket. Presley Bowers makes it 51-44. Simler picks up his third. And Bowers with 12 points and a double-double. Down to 108 left in the game. Big free throw for Bowers. It's up. It's good. Probably could tell by the crowd reaction. 52-44, 8-point Centralia lead. Judeman gets it up to Devlin, needing it for three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Tanking has it underneath. And then a whistle and a foul. 55 seconds to go. It's just a 15 foul, so still a foul to give for the Wildcats. So now they'll push up the pressure in the full court. And Cole Aldifer wants to take a timeout. It's a full. 55 seconds to go. Hanover in danger of having their 31-game winning streak set. Centralia by 8 under a minute to go. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Bowers gets it up the floor. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a foul on Keegan Zimler. That's his fourth, 48 seconds to go. It's team foul number six. It's not one and one. They're lining up for free throws. It'll be on the side out. Next foul by Hanover will put Centralia at the line. 52-44. It's an 8-point Centralia lead. The number one team and defending state champs, Hanover Wildcats, in danger of losing for the first time since December of 2020. Here's Talley. Gets it. Had a steam drive, and he draws the foul. Deadly with his third. Stops the clock at 45.6. Tally will shoot two. Team foul number seven. But it is a shooting foul. Two here can make it a 10-point lead. Free throw up and short. Weir thought it was a one and one. Grabbed the miss and put it up and in. Looking at everybody else like, what are we doing? But it's a two-shot foul. Tally for the second, and he missed them both. Rebound Debley. Hanover needs something quick. 42 seconds to go. They're down eight. Judeman, step back. T3, no good. Rebound Reese tanking, and he's fouled. 37 seconds to go. They got Debley with this one, his fourth. Reese tanking the 6'2 sophomore will shoot a 1-1. His team leads 52-44 with 37 seconds to go. Free throw. Good. But wait a minute. Whistle. And the official from the backside blew the whistle. Now a discussion underneath. The free throw was good. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not. Waiting to see what happened here. So the official says they're calling a push on Josh Zarbnicki on the free throw, which would be his second foul. Reese Tanking just standing at the free throw line, just like, can I shoot? And that's kind of a interesting call. Corey Jensen once. They're not sure if they counted that free throw or not. They didn't put it on the scoreboard. They're not sure if they called who makes the free throw. I think they counted them both, so yes, they are both good. So tanking with six, and now the 1-1 free throw. No good there by Marshall tanking, but it's a 10-point lead for Centralia with 32 seconds to go. Dimmler, C3, good. 54-47, 27 seconds to go. Timeout Hanover. It's a full. We'll step aside. Centralia trying to pull the upset. They lead it by 7 with under 30 seconds to go. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Big play, Hanover getting it back. Dimmler from way downtown, no good. Centralia had a quick turnover right out of the timeout. But Zarbnicki gets it back. Shot up no good. Reese taking the rebound and a foul with 13.4 left. 54-47. Centralia starting to feel it now. The undefeated defending state champion Hanover Wildcats in danger of having their 31 game winning streak snapped. The last time they lost, December of 2020, it was against this Centralia Panthers team. Free throw good by Reese Tanking. The sophomore having a great game off the bench, 7 points and 6 rebounds. He's perfect at the line, 3 for 3. Make it 4 for 4. 8 points, 56-47, 13 seconds to go. Dimmler, a straight on three, it's good. Timeout Hanover, 56-50, 8 seconds to go. Timeout Hanover, I think it's a full, if so, we'll follow. It is, we'll step aside, 56-50, Centralia, 8 seconds left. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Emmett Juneman has fouled out of the game as Tally got the inbound pass and will shoot two, down to 6.6 seconds left. And over running out of time, free throw no good by Tally, but just 6.6 left. It's a 6-point Centralia lead. This will be the first loss in a long time for Hanover, defending state champs. And the free throw is good. Second by Tally, 14 tonight, 57-50, and then it's out of bounds and a turnover by the Wildcats. And barring an absolute miracle, Centralia is going to win this game. Tanking to throw it in. Tally, Hanover's going to back off. Centralia's done it. 31 straight wins. No more. The Wildcats lose. The Panthers win. 57-50. It's a Centralia sweep in the TBL tournament final. Our postgame is next. Brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a win by the Centralia boys as they knock off undefeated and number one, the defending state champs, Hanover Wildcats, 57-50 in the TBL Tournament Championship game. The Panther girls won earlier over Valley Heights, so it's a Centralia sweep here in the TBL Tournament in 2022. And for the Hanover boys, their 31-game winning streak is snapped here tonight, and they drop to 10-1 this season. Centralia with the win, they go to 8-2. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tatman one final time. Let's rock through the numbers as the Panther boys get it done. Trenton Talley led the way, 14 points. He had 6 rebounds. A double-double for Presley Bowers, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Also 11 from Colton Weir. Limited minutes for Reese, tanking off the bench, but he was solid. 8 points, 6 rebounds, perfect at the line, 4 for 4. Brock Reinecke had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Ethan McNally had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Also 2 points apiece by Marshall Tanking and Paxton Bowers. For the Wildcats, they were led in scoring by Keegan Dimler and Josh Sarbnicki, each with 13 points. Sarbnicki also had 9 rebounds. Phillip Deadly had 12 points and 6 rebounds. And the Juniman finished with 8 and 4. Braylon Stahlbaumer also 4 points and 5 rebounds. Centralia and Hanover each with 35 rebounds in the game. Panthers had 16 turnovers. Wildcats had 15 turnovers. Hanover hit 12 of 19 free throws, while Centralia hit 7 of 13 at the line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. You know, this one's hard. Presley Bowers had some big clutch plays down the stretch. Trenton Talley also with some big clutch plays. We'll go with Trenton Talley. How about that? 14 points, 6 rebounds, some clutch shooting down the stretch by the 6-foot junior. But Presley Bowers, don't worry, a close second, who had a double-double tonight with 13 points and 10 rebounds. So again, it's a Centralia sweep as the TBL tournament has come to a close. Lady Panthers beat Valley Heights in an absolute thriller, 42-40. Lena Haverkamp, the game-winning three with 14 seconds left. In a dominant second half by the Centralia boys, outscoring Hanover 36-26 to take a 7-point win, 57-50. And the Hanover 31-game winning streak is snapped here tonight. So that's going to wrap up our coverage here at the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament here in 2022. Going to run through our great sponsors one more time for you. Want to thank the Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. New Valley Technology, supporting local students and athletes. Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Hilltop Creations of Seneca, let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Elmer's Repair in Centralia, their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfort, try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. And SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. It's been fun. Centralia sweeps the TBL tournament titles. Again, the girls beat Valley Heights 42-40, and the boys beating Hanover 57-50. Big thanks to Kirk Hillman riding along the way this week through all the broadcasts here on KMZA. For everyone who helped out, we appreciate it very much. But again, it's a Centralia sweep. Girls victorious over Valley Heights, and the boys knocking off Hanover here in the nightcap. Again, we'll have more high school hoops coming up for you next week. Until then, have a good weekend and go Chiefs. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you next week for more high school hoops. Thanks for tuning in here on 92.1 KMZA.